Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Succeed Intentionally with your host, Monique Davis, and today is with my co-host, Rashad Davis. And of course, you all know every single week we talk about how to succeed intentionally in your business, in your career, in your life, in so many different areas of your life, in order for you to allow success to find you and you not have to go run after success all the time, right? And so, right now we have, like I said, my co-host today, which is also my husband, my baby's father, my boo, my bae, Mr. Rashad Davis.
Yes, yes. What's up, everyone?
So, yeah, well, today we're going to be talking about just basically what I just said, which is social media and how it can affect your business. A lot of times what I run into with even my own clients, and I'm not sure if you run into it with yours, are individuals who don't really know which platform to even target in social media.
Yeah, I run into that. And I always suggest that it's whatever platform you're most comfortable with. And you can research your particular industry and see how many users are not only on each platform, but how active they are, how daily, how frequent they're logging on, how much time they're spending on that. There's reports on all these things in all these industries. So if you're on there for business, you want to focus on those things when you're choosing your platform.
Okay. All right. So that's cool. You know, I like that mentality of whatever is comfortable for you. But then the coach in me, okay, I say don't do what's comfortable for you. How about that? I say do what the most uncomfortable is for you as it relates to social media. Here's why. You know, there's this thing that a lot of us have to push past, and that's like our family network, right? Mm-hmm. And so our family network is very comfortable. It's very easy. So typically, right? Because you're thinking to yourself, they're family. I can talk to them. I know what to say to them, you know, but family aren't truly the ones that are going to be paying the bills. Family are the ones that's going to say, oh, baby, that's so nice that you got this nice little business and everything like that. I'm going to tell some people at the church. And they forget to do it, or they may do it, but the people at the church still don't understand it. And guess what? There's no referrals. There's no people coming to your business from family. So if you stick to only what's familiar to you, right, or comfortable, you never get a chance to stretch outside of your network. And so while I do agree with your methodology, I still feel like you should have that one additional platform that you said to yourself, I'm scared of this. What is that? And how does it relate to your business? If you're someone that says, I'm scared of LinkedIn. LinkedIn seems like it's all, you know, stuffy and it's conservative, or it's a lot of professionals. And my business is catered to, you know, something else. Well, try it out. Because the thing about LinkedIn is in LinkedIn, you become a thought leader. I feel like you can easily become a thought leader on LinkedIn. Easier, I would say, than like a Facebook or even an Instagram.
Yeah. And the reason I say where you're comfortable, because of course you're going to be doing some unorthodox things when you're striving for your business.
Right.
You know, so if you're familiar with Facebook and you're trying some new concepts, you know, it's going to reach beyond your network, your family and your friends. Mm-hmm. Now, as opposed to if you do try a different platform and you're unfamiliar with it, you become overwhelmed, you say, oh, well, I can't take this right now.
Right.
You know, you can try the concepts, because I started on Twitter when I started social media management. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learned the concept of, you know, the whole social media management, reaching out to a broad fan base, a broad group of individuals.
Right.
And once I learned that, I didn't want to go to Instagram. I didn't even want to get on Instagram. But, you know, since I knew the concept, I can apply those concepts to Instagram once I had it figured out. So that's why my suggestion is always, where you're comfortable. Now, if you look, do your research and your target audience is not very active on your comfortable platform, then by all means, jump to where they are, you know, but you know, you want to start where you are just because you're going to be trying a lot of new things when you have a consultant like myself or you research and learn some new concepts.
Yeah, I like that because I like the fact that you're saying that there's an action plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're comfortable, but you have an action plan.
Right.
I'm talking to those individuals that are comfortable and they doing the same thing over and over again on Facebook. No. Like they're doing the same types of things. Oh, they're posting about their event, posting about what's happening, or posting saying something like, you know, I don't get anybody to support me. Nobody ever supports me.
Hmm.
Or posting one of those pity posts.
Hmm.
You know, like, when, you know, nobody ever supports me, but it's okay. I'm going to keep pushing and this, that, and that. Nobody wants to hear that, and it never makes me or anyone else move quicker, right? So with that being said, let's talk about the different platforms. Let's talk about the different platforms because this broadcast really today was about being intentional with social media.
Right.
Not just using it simply to, you know, see the latest and greatest selfies and pictures and, you know, kind of be nosy about what people are doing. And if this person has a house bigger than yours, if her room is better than all this other crap. But it's really supposed to be about if you're a business owner or if you're a freelancer or if you're someone in corporate America. If you're an influencer, you don't have to necessarily be a business owner, but that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be impactful, right? It's supposed to be sharing your family, sharing photos and stuff. So I feel like, you know, there's a time and place in the season for everything. And, you know, so I understand all types of it, all types of reasons why we have social media.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are in any way, shape, form, or fashion desiring to elevate in your career or elevate in your business, what's the first social media that you would want to even share or talk about? This thing about to die.
Oh, it's still good.
Okay.
Which platform to start with?
Yeah, like which one would you say is a platform to at least just like let's start with this one. What's a platform that you think is easy to talk about?
Oh, well, it's definitely dependent on the industry. But, I mean, Instagram is pretty simple, in my opinion, you know, because it's just, you're really capturing the essence of what you do throughout the day or your business, whatever it is that you're interested in, and you're sharing it to your community, you know, your network. So that's a pretty basic place to start, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you're networking and you're taking pictures, it's very easy to build up a network because you can, you know, connect with the individuals that you meet while you're out. You may take their picture, get their Instagram handle, post it, things of that nature. And it's kind of an open atmosphere, you know, as opposed to Facebook. You have to send friend requests and wait on the friend request to get approved, and then you have to have friends to send them over to, you know, the your fan page, and it's a whole process, you know, unless you just decide to run ads, you know. So I always suggest Instagram. Is growing rapidly. I think it's the fastest growing platform right now, and then there are new developments that's happening on it quite often.
All right, that's good. That's good. I know with Instagram, it's like shorter video messages because on Instagram, first of all, I feel like attention spans are quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they don't want this long drawn out video like you do on Facebook or these long drawn out lives. That's what the stories are for, right?
Right.
So with Instagram, I like that fact that's what you get. And then the other part of Instagram is the real pictures. You know, like, just like you said, the everyday thing, like, you know, pictures that keep people kind of guessing about what you do more, like, or not even guessing. I don't want them to guess what you do, but guessing or desiring to learn more about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that's pretty a cool thing about Instagram. But for the most part, when I think about Instagram, I do think about that short attention span and me being someone like I like to write long posts.
But I do feel like when it comes to video, of course, they've made it possible to make longer videos.
Right.
With IGTV, you can make up to a 10-minute video, mm-hmm. and the lives, I want to say, maybe an hour, 2 hours long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, what I've noticed that catches my attention mm-hmm. is the fact that you can add captions to your videos and even the topics of your videos, you know, to the top and bottom. That's mm-hmm. what grabs my attention. So if I see someone just talking and I don't know who it is, I'm right. not very prone to listen.
Right, right, right.
But if I see what they're talking about before, because I don't know if there's a lot of other people out there that does this, but I listen to I watch videos on mute. A lot of times I don't even turn the sound on because I'm either, you know, around my 2-year-old,
I just that's interesting.
Because I want to see what's going on before I even really want to hear it. And the fact that captions are there and or the topic is there, no matter who the face is, if it's a topic that's relevant, they may be explaining how Tyler Perry made a $1 million empire in 2 years, you know, breaking it down to secrets.
Yeah.
And if that's written on the actual video, I'll listen,
right,
you know,
right.
So that's one concept I think that's important to implement to get people to get higher views on your videos and things like that.
That is so true. So first and foremost, that's a tip. That was mm-hmm. a little jewel that he just dropped,
right.
a little freebie.
Yeah.
So basically, when you have a video, make sure you get a platform, make sure you get a tool, an app, or some type of tool that'll help you to write captions automatically on your video.
Mm-hmm.
Another freebie that connects to that freebie, you can go to YouTube. YouTube does this for free.
Wow.
All you have to do is set it up properly in your settings, and YouTube will allow you to do it. I do it with all my YouTube videos because I like the same thing. I was laughing. Because I'm like, I like that too. I don't want to hear your voice. I don't want to get distracted.
Right.
I want to make sure that you're talking about something I want to talk about before I take time out to click the button, right? And so with me being a consumer as well as being a business owner, right,
mm-hmm.
it's good to know the mindset, because a lot of the people who I attract in my business are people who look like me or people who are thinking like me,
right?
And so when you know that, then do something about it. So don't put out videos, make the videos have caption in them so that you can attract the audience or people can actually stop and read what you're saying and do that, because I do that all the time. I do that with ministers too, like when I'm watching a lesson or something like that and I can't really dig into it. So that's what's up. All right. So my other question, and for those who just joined us, like I said, we're doing this podcast live. Hey, podcast viewers. Of course, the podcast is more audio and then the visual is here, but we wanted to be able to give you guys some tips on social media.
Yes, yes.
And being intentional in social media. So you talked about Instagram. I want to talk about Facebook. Now, Facebook, I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook. So Facebook, and you know my frustrations with Facebook, I feel like sometimes you can get stuck in this little circle of people, right? And not be able to like break out of that network.
Right.
But that's where groups come in, and that's where Facebook ads come in,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you're like the guru of Facebook ads,
mm-hmm.
but when you have the ability to come outside of your network,
exactly,
come outside of your platform, you just have to do it.
Right.
You just absolutely have to do it. And Facebook, to me, you know, you can spark up conversations about anything on Facebook and get some response from people that you don't even,
mm-hmm.
if you put the right types of settings on your video, people that you don't even know,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now they have polls, which Instagram has polls as well. But there's just something different about Facebook. There's this intimacy
right.
with Facebook.
It's a friends and family platform.
Yeah.
So what you like about it is that it's more intimate and engaged because it's basically your immediate network.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't like about it is it's your immediate network.
Ding, 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 ding.
So,
that is correct.
Right. And I've been able to actually break out of that whole mindset, you know, of the immediate circle. You know, my original page maxed out at 5,000. I haven't even been in it, I want to say, in quite some time. But I created another page, and that's the hack to it.
Yeah.
That's the hack to create a different page.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are reluctant to do that because you have such an attachment to your page, because a lot of us have had it. I've had my original page since like 2006, you know, so you have a real attachment to it. But if you can break out of, you know, being caught up into the people that you've been knowing your whole life, knowing what they have going on and all this stuff, and create a new page. I have a new page with almost 5,000 friends on it. None of them I know. Right. I mean, I know some people that I've met along the way, but it's not the people that I originally knew, you know? So, but that's the hack. Create different pages. You can create a new page, you know, and create a whole different 5,000 group of friends, you know, and send them to your fan page. And like you said, be in the groups and all of these different things. So you can break out of that immediate circle by just...
And block those new people pages. In the immediate circle.
I just don't add them. I just don't add them. I have a lot of friends. I may have 100 plus friend requests from my other page.
Right.
I don't add them. Yeah. You're already on my other page.
Right. And it's so funny because I'll get people from my old page to be like, hey, I saw you have a new page. I do. But I'm not really trying to add you.
Right.
Because you're already here.
You're already here.
And you're a part of my group as far as like friend and network and family. Exactly. And you're not purchasing anything. So this is another group for people
who are purchasing. There you go.
Oh, I'm being silly, y'all. But seriously. So I think it's really cool. And another part about Facebook that I love is the event registrations, guys. You have to use the event registrations to your benefit, you know, to your advantage. It's a tool that helps individuals sign up for whatever it is you're offering or even see it. And on top of that, be able to say, hey, I'm going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's such an important thing, because it's like you can hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of person, if you RSVP for my stuff, I'm going to stalk you and send you emails to say, hey, I'm so excited that you're coming. I can't wait to see you. Hey, it's almost that day. I can't wait to see you.
So you can message all the attendees.
Yeah, you can message all the attendees on Facebook. You can connect it with Eventbrite, right?
Yeah.
You can connect it with anything. You can
evolve. Because I haven't used the events on Facebook maybe since about 2009.
Okay, Mr. Social Media. Okay, social media guru. No, that has nothing to really do with it, but I'm more of an event planner. Like I'm not an event planner. Let's set the record straight, but I do a lot of events, right? And so I use that tool quite often, and there's so many different tabs that you can use in order to make it really, really, really capture the data and the analytics that you need in order to, like, you know, really get the audience level that you need, the demographics, and all the way down to they even have a little section where you can add the agenda, like what's gonna happen when you get to the event. I love stuff like that. I love the engagement. And so then even when you get there, you have people check in. Such and such. Hey, you put say on the mic, hey, make sure you check in.
Wow.
You know, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Or you can go even the further route and just say, hey, post a selfie right now in our event page so people know kind of what happens, especially if it's an ongoing event. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do that. You can put ongoing times in it. So, anyway.
So, she's the Facebook guru.
No. I'm not the Facebook guru, but I really, like I said, I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook. And I think it's really, really cool. You can create so many different things and still stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have probably about 1 million groups. And the reason why... No, 1 million groups that I created.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And the
I'm in all of them.
And the reason why is because I feel when... Okay, so for instance, I had my 30-day success game plan class. And I have a class coming up now. Let's talk about that. So I have a
another
class
group
coming
for you
up.
Guys to join.
Right. No, you can't join until you pay. But I have a group coming up. And I have a group coming up. I have a class coming up September 14th. And this class is for freelancers, right? Mm-hmm. It's for individuals, like, you know, with staffing agency, with the recruiting world that I'm in. It takes a while for people to pay you. Right? Even with coaching, it takes a while for them to pay the full balance. They want to break it down in payments and things like that. So in the interim, what do you do as an entrepreneur? Do you stop and go get a 9-to-5, right? Sometimes. Or do you figure out what your talents and gifts are and the things that you know that people don't know, like what we're talking about now, and you charge them for it on a freelancing platform like Fiverr?
Right.
So that's it.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I teach individuals how to really monetize their talent and their gifts, right? The word says the gifts make room for you, right? So I help you help you get to a place where you are confident in your skill sets, able to put it down on paper, and boom, you can offer it to people all over the world. That's what I love about Fiverr. It's all over the world.
Right.
It's, you know, it's not just, you know, one of my first international clients I got from Fiverr. It was a heavy, he was a repeat customer. And
love those repeat customers.
Love those repeats. But he was in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just this, it was a really fun, I had to wake up at weird times. Remember, I was
doing
the coaching really late, but it was a great experience, and I could put that on my record. Like, this is a director of finance for a huge company,
mm-hmm,
that's seeking me out here, you know? So that's that. Those are some of the things that a freelancing platform like Fiverr can do. Anyways, I say all that to say, with this class coming up September 14th at 11 a.m., I'm going to, as soon as they pay, they go into a Facebook group.
Mm. Okay.
We become a family.
Yeah.
So it's great for those individuals who have classes throughout the year like I do, you know, and you want to put them in a place where you can talk, like what we're doing here with you guys, for the people who are on the live for podcast folks, because my podcast people are like, what are you talking about? For the people that are on Facebook Live in the group, the social media with, what is it called?
Social media with the Davises. So many groups.
Social media with the Davises.
So yeah. Podcast listeners, if you want to join that group, search that on Facebook and join. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Request to join. We have to approve you.
We got to make sure you're not a part of our family friends network.
Exactly.
Oh, that's hilarious. But it's real. So beyond that, though, those are some of the things that I love. Like, being in that group really allows you to send those personalized messages. You get updates on what's happening. For instance, if there's a time change, if there's a you know, some type of issue or technical issue with the group, instead of trying to call my assistant or call this person or that person, you can get directly, you know, mm-hmm, I can easily be on the phone and look at Facebook at the same time,
right,
and say, hey, don't worry about it, I'm on Zoom now, let's get you in, use a different device, have you did this to your computer, have you did that? That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? So that's what I love about Facebook group. Tell me, what is your favorite? You love Instagram. So what's your favorite? I want to call it your favorite technique your favorite technique in Facebook. In Instagram as it relates to social media, like helping with social media engagement, followers, whatever it is, what's your thing? We're gonna end it with that. What's your big thing?
Well, my favorite, I guess, feature.
That's what I couldn't think of. Okay. That's why we're married, y'all.
That's it, right.
Ying
to the yang.
All right.
My favorite feature with Instagram is the direct message, because that's where the money's made.
DMs.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, make an introduction, creating conversation.
Okay.
Finding out if there's a need, you know, just throwing the thing up against the wall, whatever it is, and seeing what sticks.
Oh, yeah.
So as you have individuals coming in, making usage of them, you know, and you may increase your email list, increase traffic to your website, get a lead call. A lot of things come from the, I had a client that got $1 million client.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, $1 million client,
mm-hmm,
from DM.
That's, and let him, let's be clear, guys, real quick. And for those who are my listeners, when he says get in those DMs, first and foremost, he's saying that the processes that he uses, he has a certain process and a methodology that he has, almost like you would call it an algorithm, something that he knows, that he puts in his system, and it automatically, from automation standpoint, automatically sends out messages that are catered to your audience, to every person who follows you, likes your picture, or whatever, however the kind of the filtering goes, and so. With that, that's how he gets into your DMs, or that's how he gets his clients, right, to go into the DMs of others, and then they get these big clients. Like, I know another girl who had Mary Mary contact her, which is a famous gospel group for those who don't know. Mm-hmm.
Famous rappers.
Famous rappers have reached out to his clientele strictly because of the automated messages for DM. So that's his secret sauce, y'all. And he has a system that is amazing, that works so really, really, really good. And I love it for me as well. Sometimes I have to slow it down because I'm like, look, as soon as they get into my DM, they want to schedule a call. And, you know, that might not be my month for really, you know, wanting to do calls like that or needing or being able to do it as far as scheduling goes. But it's good for those who are like...
That's a good problem to have.
That's a good problem to have, right? Being like, look, I need to put this automated DM on vacation, okay? Right. It needs to be on standby for a second. But yeah, so I appreciate you just coming in to, first of all, Succeed Intentionally's audience and being my co-host. They always love when you come in. I always get really, really great feedback from...
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you come in as... Well, first of all, when you came in that time and when I was... What was I doing?
Oh, I was the guest host.
You was the actual guest host.
Right.
And you had like this real smooth tone. you were doing something. I don't know what you were trying to do.
They like that.
They like that. Okay. Don't get knocked out. So you having that... I guess appeal is something different because they're used to me, and so you being able to jump in is always good. So I always love doing these broadcasts, podcasts with
I'll
you.
I'll invoice you.
Thank you so much. He's not joking. All right, so again, guys, we appreciate you all so much for tuning in to Succeed Intentionally. Remember, life fulfilled is a life done intentionally. Be intentional in every single area of your life, no matter what it is, and you'll find that success will find you. All right, I'll see you next time.